Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Today I'm excited to share an episode preview of the show Sparkle Speak with you. On this podcast, Catherine, the host, interviews inspirational women who share their personal experiences with Christianity. One week, she'll be speaking with a brave cancer survivor who turned her toughest battles into invaluable life lessons, and the next, she'll be sitting down with an artist who uses her God-given creativity to paint breathtaking portraits. In the preview you're about to hear, one woman shares the beautiful story of how her community surprised her family with the ultimate gift.
We were out of money. He was doing some side jobs, which were barely covering the bills. And I remember one day, just the Lord, we were praying so hard, Lord, what do we do? You know, we need money. Like, I felt terrible praying for that, but we needed money. And we have three small kids and we didn't know what to do. So we were depressed. And Julio, I'll never forget, he was sitting at his desk one day and we were going over the bills for that month and calculating how much money we needed. And it was several thousand dollars that we needed to keep up with the rent and car payment and all that. So we knew we didn't have that, but we were like, okay. He told me, I'll never forget this. He goes, can you go get the mail? Because I want to see if we have any other bills. Well, I hadn't gotten the mail in like over a week because it was so depressing to get the mail because it was always bills. So I literally did not get the mail for like a week and a half. So our mailbox was a locked box. It was like a locked box at the end of the street. So I took the key. I went for a walk. I went to get the mail and I opened the box and there was a note in it and it said, your mailbox was too full. And the mailman couldn't fit any more mail in it.
Oh.
And I had to go to the post office. So that was embarrassing, but whatever. I took the note. I went back home. I told Julio I have to go to the post office and he was a little bit annoyed by that, but I was like, you know, whatever. So I got in the car. I went to the post office and I'll never forget, the lady handed me this big plastic bin full of mail. And she's like, here, honey, you can take it to your car. Just bring me the bin when you're done. And I was like, okay. So I went to my car. I sat in my car, started crying, and I couldn't go home. So I just decided to start opening the mail. So I was going through one by one. And the craziest thing was that there was cards and letters from people. Some people that I didn't even know. And as I started opening them, there was checks in there. People were sending us money.
Oh my
gosh. People had heard that Julio was laid off and they heard about our situation. Our church had been praying for it. Our church back home in Michigan was praying. And we knew people knew about it, but we never thought that, you know, people would send us money. So one by one, I'm opening up these cards and letters of encouragement and saying they're praying for us. They heard about our story. So there was like 20, 25 cards in there on top of regular mail. So I was just flabbergasted. So I went home, threw the mail on the desk in front of Julio, and I said, this was in the mail. This is all letters and checks and cards from people that love us.
Wow.
And he was shocked. And we were like, well, let's see, you know, what it is. So we started adding up all the checks and it ended up being like, it covered our bills for that month. More than our bills because there was a little bit left over for groceries. And we were just like, it was exactly what we needed to take care of the whole next month. And we were flabbergasted. We were like, this is a miracle. And we threw all the checks and letters on the bed and we had the kid. Our kids were so little back then. They were like 8, 6, and 3. And we were like, kids, get in here. And we're crying. And they're like, what's wrong, Mama? And we're like, the Lord gave us this. And we had this pile on the bed. And we all got on our knees. And we're like, we have to thank him for this money. And they were so cute. They did what they were like, thank you, Jesus. But they didn't get it.
That's so cool.
I asked them about it. Julio does remember doing that. So yeah, we were just so thankful. And I realized, you know what? The Lord is here. He hears us and he is telling us that he will take care of us. So that was a real encouragement. And that was like, I wasn't even praying for that to happen. You know, it was more than we prayed for. I just couldn't believe it. So another month goes by, you know, we're living our life. He's doing side jobs. And another story is Julio was doing a side job in a plaza. It was at a sandwich shop. He was doing some construction in there and he was done for the day and he went out to the car. We only had one car at that time. So I was left home with the kids and he had our van. And he was like 2 hours away from us. He was doing this job. And I had called him and said, we didn't really have any food in the house. And, you know, I needed money for groceries. And if he could figure something out and try to get some groceries for us somehow. And, you know, we had some beans left over, whatever. And I was kind of getting down again, praying about that. And he was in his car and he started praying. And he started praying that the Lord would give us our daily bread. And our daily bread, just that phrase came to his mind. And he kept on praying it over and over. Lord, please give my family our daily bread. That's all I ask for. Just enough to get through today. And all of a sudden, his eyes are closed and he's praying that. And a knock comes on his window. And he was kind of shocked and he opened his eyes and he looked and there was a guy standing at the window and he rolled his window down and he was like, yeah, can I help you? And the guy was like, yeah, I saw you sitting in the car and I work at this bakery next door. And we, at the end of the day, we have to throw away all of our bread because
no,
we can't sell it the next day. And he's like, and I saw you sitting here. And I was like, shoot, you know, maybe this guy wants bread. And so he's like, do you want this bread? And Julio was like, are you serious?
Oh my God.
And he had a huge bag of artisanal, beautiful loaves of bread that he was going to throw away, but he couldn't sell them the next day. They were like a fancy bakery. And Julia was like, sure. So he comes home with this huge bag of bread. And I was like, what in the world? And he told me what happened. And we were like, thank you, Jesus. And, of course I was like, maybe you should pray for some meat next time too. But no, we were very thankful. We couldn't even fit the bread in our freezer. Like I had to literally give away the bread. We had to give it away.
Oh, wow.
And then I realized, you know what? Like we need to pray for things and he will answer us. I mean, he is faithful to answer his children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing to me that happened. And we have so many stories like that from that year. It was just such a time of relying on the Lord and really trusting him to take care of our every need. We really felt like we needed to stay there and not go back to Michigan because we were involved in our church and we just felt like he wanted us to stay there. And I feel like looking back on that time, it was to teach us that he would take care of us.
To continue listening to the snippet you just heard, please check out today's show notes or search Sparkle Speak on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. You can also head over to lifeaudio.com to learn more about the show. We'll be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode of Faith Over Fear. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercoulier, host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.